I don't know. They have a good energy, and their skill is impressive. But so are the other teams and their players. So we'll see. And I'm feeling pressure. It's coming down to the end of the year, and all these like best of book lists are coming out. I want to read everything that's on these lists, and there's not much time left. I mean, there's time left in life, but I don't know. I'm like, how will I finish off my reading year? Got to read some hits. I want to get some of those like best reads ever under my belt. But we'll see. Busy times, year end. Well, on that note, we're going to say goodbye and let everyone get to their quality reading time that we hope they're having this week. But we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading.
Bye.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Hi, I'm Shesha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXE underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mary Jo Downing of Hudson, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Hello, listeners out there. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, coming to you live on half from the Casco Clubhouse tonight, coming live from DJ Phoebe's homestead, but, you know, technical difficulties. The good news is we are connected to the clubhouse, and since we're working with some new tech today, guess what? We're going to have some live keyboard for you. So it's going to be a fun show, as always, hanging out with DJ Cola, and, yeah, make sure y'all stay tuned. Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM WGXC, and we will be back right after the local news. Do stay tuned. Talk to you soon.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC local news for Friday, December 2nd. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Raga Justin reports for the Times Union that the state inspector general December 1st said incarcerated Black and Hispanic people are significantly more likely to experience disparities in disciplinary treatment, and directing the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision to require annual anti-bias training along with other recommendations. The inspector general's office analyzed data on violations leading to disciplinary write-ups in prisons that can result in punishment for people who are accused of infractions of institutional rules. The report covers a six-year period from 2015 to 2020 and was prompted by a 2016 New York Times story that documented a system-wide imbalance in how individuals in prisons are disciplined by DOC staff. Quote, sadly, although racial disparities may not start at the prison gates, unfortunately, they also do not end there, unquote, State Inspector General Lucy Lang said in a statement. Quote, we are hopeful that shining a light on this continuing inequality will contribute to changes in policy and practice that prioritize equal justice and dignity for incarcerated New Yorkers, unquote. Lang said her office has continued monitoring data for racial disparities since 2015, finding that such discrepancies are widespread and persisted until at least 2020. According to the report, an incarcerated Black man was nearly 22% more likely to be issued a disciplinary report than an incarcerated white man, while a Hispanic individual was 12% more likely. Of the DOC's employees who had issued 50 or more disciplinary reports, 226 of them issued those reports to only non-white people. Disciplinary infractions are rated as minor, moderate, and severe, and each comes with a set of penalties, including loss of privileges or confinement. Read the full story in the Times Union. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that the Cara-Durham School District has announced the opening of its wellness center to district adult residents, faculty, and staff beginning next month. The center is located at Cara-Durham High School on State Route 145. The center features areas focused on cardiovascular exercise, treadmills, stair climbers, upright bikes, rowing machines, circuit and strength training machines, and free weights, and more to maximize the physical, mental, and emotional benefits of getting quality exercise. The facility will be open to the public at no charge beginning January 3rd from 5:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. The Wellness Center is closed on legal holidays, school vacation days, select special events, and any school maintenance shutdowns. Anyone interested in accessing the center will need to complete a participant information form, physician's medical clearance form, and informed consent and assumption of risk agreement. These forms and more can be found at caradurham.org. Any questions on the forms can be directed to Nirel Colon at 518-622-8534, extension 25010, or ncolon at caradurham.org. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. Melanie Lekasevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that the Ravenna Queeman Selkirk School District is asking its voters to approve in January a proposed $15 million capital project. Quote, we approved a referendum and bond for a construction project, unquote, Superintendent Brian Bailey said at the November meeting of the Board of Education. Quote, January 9th is our target date for the vote. We have a lot to accomplish between now and then, unquote. The district is planning to conduct outreach to the community, including mailings and hold a public event in the weeks leading up to the vote to explain the project and the need for it. Community mailings are projected to go out in mid to late December and will explain the scope of the proposed capital project and the impact on local taxpayers, Bailey said. Quote, the impact on a $300,000 house is $15 a year, unquote, he said. Quote, that will likely help our residents feel more confident in the impact on their lives if we choose to do this referendum, unquote. Bailey and John Sharkey from Rhinebeck Architecture explain the scope and budget of the proposed project at the October Board of Education meeting. Quote, we are a fortunate district in that every dollar we spend, the state helps match funds at 72%. So if we spend a dollar, they pay 72 cents of that dollar, when we are spending it on construction, unquote, Bailey said. The project was broken down into three categories, must-do, should-do, and nice-to-do projects, he said. Quote, we're at a construction cost of $12,021,000, but to do that, you have to add in incidental cost to the district, unquote, Sharkey said. But we usually keep them at around 20%, but because of escalation and price increases, we're using an incidental cost of 25%, and so the overall project would cost $15,026,250, unquote. District voters go to the polls on January 9th, and if approved, construction is expected to take place during the summer of 2024 and 2025. Read more about this story at theupstater.com. Read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom, wgxc.org.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clubhouse Radio, live on 90.7 FM WGXC. I am super excited to be here. This is DJ Phoebs, and I am joined with my partner in crime here.
Hello, everybody. It's DJ Cola, live from Clubhouse Radio. I'm actually at the Clubhouse here. We're having some technical difficulties, but regardless, we still have an amazing show for you.
Super excited about it. So glad you made it work. And not only, here's the thing, you got to take the silver lining and everything, right? So now we got DJ Cola kind of floating out in the Clubhouse universe. It seems like you've run across some other things we might work into the show today. Some live instruments, perhaps?
We might see something like that. We'll see.
Okay. For those who don't know.
Speaking on the topic of music.
Yes.
Actually picked some songs out. We're gonna go through a couple of genres. You want to list them off for us?
Yeah, for sure. So we're gonna give you all the run. We'll get as far as we get tonight, you know. But we're gonna bring y'all some of our favorite pop, some of our favorite rock, some of our favorite rap, some of our favorite soul, and some of our favorite country. Yes. So we're gonna see what we get through tonight. This should be a fun one.
Very wide room.
Yeah. We like to keep it. You know, we're very open-minded at the Clubhouse. We like diversity. We like lots of different things coming together. So that's what we're going to bring you tonight. And then, like always, we'll chat with y'all and just talk about what's good and challenging in the world and how we are getting through it. So how are you on this Friday afternoon?
Yeah. You notice something interesting about our clips we usually play?
Tell me about it.
So we usually have a weatherman, but we didn't have a weather clip today, so we're substituting it. I mean, really, we might be better at it. We'll see. Listen, no call-outs, right? But welcome to Clubhouse Weather. This is a new thing I guess we're doing. So today, in this is Catskill first, coming in Catskill, even though we broadcast at Catskill in Hudson. But today, it is going to be a high of 42, low of 34. Looks pretty clear, not going to rain. Tomorrow, you have a 94% chance of rain, high of 53, low of 30. And then Sunday, you know, chill day, no rain, thankfully. 41 high and low of 24. And that's our weekend. And hopefully, you know, tomorrow we get the newsman back because I'm just a substitute here.
Boom.
But I am popping off.
Clubhouse.
I'm feeling the energy today.
You heard it here first. How do we feel about kicking off with our pop genre?
I think that would be a great idea.
Cool. Yeah, starting on a high note. So I've got a throwback, one of my favorite pop songs by an artist who crosses genres. Santa Gold also is a talented rapper. But this song I think falls in the pop category for sure. So that was my choice. And then we got a little AJR, unsurprisingly, to our regular listeners, I'm sure, that we're going to bring you. So we're going to play those two songs back to back in our pop category, and then we'll circle back with y'all and talk some more. So enjoy these songs, and You're listening to Clubhouse Radio. Stay tuned.
Humpty Dumpty went down. He said, screw it, I'ma smile right through it, and I'll scream when no one's around. Humpty Dumpty went down. shows in a lot of weird places. Wonder if they're gonna come to Ben and what my face is. Remember Vegas, I can take another Ben and give it so when I get off the stage, man. Humpty Dumpty went Humpty Dumpty went Humpty Dumpty went down. He says screw it, I'ma smile right through it and I'll swing when no one's around. No one's around. Humpty Dumpty went Humpty Dumpty went Humpty Dumpty went down. He says screw it, there's a big crowd.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live on 90.7
Hello, everybody.
FM. Hello, hello. How
you doing? We are back.
There? Yes.
Hello, how are you?
Doing good.
You want to give us some elaboration on that pick?
Sure. I've loved that song ever since it came out. Santa Gold's brilliant. Just, her story is really cool. She actually worked in music production, and she was sort of unimpressed by what pop music was like. Felt like it wasn't speaking to real issues or really deep or complex enough. And she was like, you know what? I'm going to learn how to be a musician, and she's amazing. And yeah, that song, the lyrics just hit me. You know, disparate youth. Like, I think all of us can relate to it at any age in some ways. The lyrics, right? About just. I don't know, it gives me that, like, that feeling of, like, passion behind it, right? Of, like, people finding themselves, self-discovery. So, yeah, it's inspiring. How about you?
I like the message of the song. It's, like, pretty much saying we all have bad days and, you know, you're even going to break a few times. But just try to, like, get through and you're going to be able to let it out. You can take time to recover. Scream when no one's around, you know?
Yes, for sure, for sure. Yeah, I mean, AJR is clearly one of your favorite groups out there these days. What is it about them that gets you fired up?
I don't know. It's like, it sounds silly, but they put a lot of production into it from actual instruments. Like, they'll pitch up like a note they sound all the way super high and then put their voice pitched up too. But they know how to, like, play so many instruments, and they know the digital side. I think it's just, like, best of both worlds kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. It creates so much more depth to the music when you have those different... I was just talking to somebody about how, like, anytime there's, like, any orchestra in any genre of music, it just, like, levels the whole thing up, you know? Like, different instrumentals, they fit in all the different categories mm-hmm. of music, you know?
You want...
So, yeah, I enjoyed your pick.
You want to know what's funny about that?
Hmm.
That song is actually from their album called OK Orchestra.
Hey, so. There we go. Cool. All right. Well, we've got a few minutes here before we go into the news update. Do we want to hit one more genre before we do that? I was thinking maybe we could play a little soul.
I think that's a good progression. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. We're going to kick off with your pick this time. We've got Bill Withers, Just the Two of Us, and then I'm going to hit y'all with a little Earth, Wind, and Fire. So, here we go.
See the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know, just the two of us.
hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be the one with you, just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building big castles we on high. Just the two of us. You and I.
Just the two of us.
Yeah, the two of us.
I'm Tom Rowe in the WGXC newsroom in Acre with the WGXC news update. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Andrea Macko in Porcupine Soup reports that on November 30th, Governor Kathy Hochul announced that construction has begun on the 339-mile underground Champlain-Hudson Power Express transmission line that will bring electricity from hydropower from Canada to New York City. Local communities get some of the money, get some money and a risk of environmental accidents. Locally, the transmission line mostly runs along the CSX Railroad right-of-way and passes through Bethlehem, Ravenna, Queamans, New Baltimore, Coxsackie, and Catskill, and then into the Hudson River. While there are environmental risks locally, the project supplies 1,250 megawatts of clean energy to New York City, enough to power over 1 million homes. Hochul's office says that will reduce carbon emissions by 37 million metric tons statewide, the equivalent of taking over 500,000 cars off the road every year. The Greene County Industrial Development Agency awarded the project tax breaks, and the project will bring $15.7 million for Greene County, $3.1 million for the town of New Baltimore, $1.9 million for the town of Coxsackie, $1.7 million for the village of Coxsackie, $1.2 million for the town of Athens, $4.3 million for the town of Catskill, and $2.1 million for the village of Catskill. The Coxsackie-Athens Central School District would receive $29.5 million, while the Catskill Central School District is getting $27.5 million. The Riverkeeper Environmental Group is not enthused about the project. Quote, "This destructive project raises numerous concerns. There are better alternatives that have lesser impacts and far greater benefits. The CHPE project fails to meet the most basic requirement of a clean energy project because it will not directly reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and it will continue to emit greenhouse gases after 2040 when New York's climate law requires the electric grid to be emissions-free," unquote, a Riverkeeper statement says. Quote, "Adding insult to injury, this project would take up to billions of dollars in taxpayer subsidies that should be paid to a project that would reduce greenhouse gas emissions," unquote. Construction on the transmission line is expected to be complete in 2026. Read more about the story at Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News reports that Dutchess County Legislature Chair Greg Pulver, a Republican from Pine Plains, says he will end his campaign for Dutchess County Executive if former State Senator Sue Serino decides to run for the seat. Quote, "I absolutely endorse Sue Serino," unquote, Pulver said of his fellow Republican. Quote, "She is a proven leader and a very respected across all of Dutchess County and is the only candidate that I would set aside my own run for," unquote. Serino recently lost her Senate seat to Democrat Michelle Hinchey after redistricting pitted the two incumbents against each other. The Dutchess County executive seat is open because the incumbent, Mark Molinaro, was elected to the 19th congressional district in this fall's voting. Serino, so far, is unsure about running to lead the county. Quote, "Right now, after 8 years in the Senate, I am going to spend some time relaxing with family and friends," unquote, she said. Quote, "Several people have asked me to run for the seat, but it's too early to make that decision," unquote. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that while the towns of Stockport, Canaan, and New Lebanon have all postponed their revaluations of property values to wait for an inflation reduction, Ankrum town board members voted November 17th to move ahead with their revaluation. Quote, "I don't see it. In my opinion, by holding off a year, you may not see a difference," unquote, "between doing the reval in 2023 or waiting until 2024, said Columbia County Real Property Tax Service Agency Director Suzette Boyd. Ankrum Town Assessor Renee DeLue favored postponing the reevaluations. Quote, "Let's wait till 2024 and see what the market does," unquote, DeLue said. Councilmember Amy Gold said she has heard worries from constituents about the recent higher than normal sales prices and, quote, "they fear their taxes will go through the roof," unquote. Supervisor Art Basson, Councilmembers David Boyce, Hugh Clark, and Bonnie Hunt voted yes to hold the 2023 reval as scheduled, while Councilmember Gold voted no. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.
That was your WGXC news update. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. So that was your news update, but if you were still here before that, if not, let me just say, hello, everybody. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting on WGXC 9.7 FM. Hi. How are you? We're so glad to have you. And we just played some of our favorite soul songs. Would you like to explain yours, or I could go first? Up to you.
Go for it.
All right. So, just the two of us. I mean, it's ironic because it's just me and you here,
uh-huh.
First of all.
It's perfect.
So, that pun kind of wanted me to pick it. But, honestly, I listen to that song all the time. It's just, I don't know. It's just the soul, and it really makes me want to just scream out and sing every time I listen to it, too.
Yeah, Bill Withers. So that's probably why I picked Bill Withers hits every time. It's just like that deep voice, and it's always so smooth. Just feels so good. Yeah, and I mean, Boogie Wonderland. Do I even need to explain? I mean, I don't know about you, but I was dancing the whole time.
I mean, Boogie Wonderland is definitely like a title for soul.
Exactly.
If you're not like boogieing, then you don't even have a soul. Okay, that was too
far,
sorry.
Yeah, so yeah, for those of you just joining us, our theme today is playing some of our favorite music from different genres, and so we've been through pop and soul. We'll hit you with a few more this round. I also want to share, for anybody who's new to Clubhouse Radio, maybe we could just give a little overview of who we are, what the Youth Clubhouse is. I don't know if you want to take that one.
Yeah, sure, I'd love to. So, hello, everybody. I'm DJ Cola, and I've been, I don't know whether to introduce myself or the Clubhouse first, but let's start with the Clubhouse. So, the Clubhouse is a community space. I've been going here for a little bit over a year now, but how long have we been open?
Since 2017.
2017. That's a while now. Time really does fly.
Sure does.
But we just wanted to provide a space for the youth and people in recovery and community. I would say those are our three biggest pieces. And community just makes it easier to go through whatever you're going through. Just having a support line, we're here for that. And we have people you can turn to. We're also here for, like, we got other needs covered, like a community center almost. You want a meal? Have food, you know, come on down, we can cook you something. We do community dinners on Tuesdays, even. And even not on Tuesdays, we have snacks and stuff. We have like food you can make yourself, like Hot Pockets and pizzas and stuff. So yeah, and it's all free if you want to come on down. And that's what we try to do, just be there for people in as many ways as we can.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, it's when you show up to the Clubhouse, you want to be a member of the Clubhouse, which all you have to do is show up, really. It's your place. You decide what we offer. You decide what our programs are. You can do the grocery shopping if you want. So we let the youth lead, because we think y'all have the best ideas about what you need. So that's our intention, and we are a program of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, so you can go to their website also to learn more about our programs. But yeah, we're open on Main Street in Catskill from about 3 to 7 most Monday through Saturday, slightly different hours on Saturday, open a little earlier. But and we have field trips and lots of cool stuff, so if you haven't checked us out, consider doing so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to steal the mic from you and tell everybody about our upcoming field trip in the Smash Room. I'm excited. I'll do a little bit more of an introduction on myself. I didn't know which one to go first, but now that we got the Clubhouse out of the way. Hi, I'm DJ Cola. I've been doing this radio show for a little bit now. I remember one day I heard about it, and oh, God, I was terrified. But I hopped on, and hey, here we are now. I like to play instruments, and a performance is coming up soon, by the way. We're going to hold that. It's going to be in Hudson on the 19th. I forgot the time, so sorry. We will go into that in a future show.
I think it's 5 p.m. Yeah.
But yeah. Thank you. See, what would I do without you? I cannot remember stuff.
All right. It takes two.
The Clubhouse is here for me for that.
Sweet. Yeah. So, there's lots of ways to connect with us to find out what's going on. We do have locations also in Hudson. And yeah, we're here to work with all of you. And in Philmont, actually, we have a new spot there too. So anyway, with the time we got, I was thinking maybe mix it up and play our country music genre. What do you think about that?
I think that's a good switch.
All right. right, cool. Well, we got a couple lined up for you here. I'll start with mine pick this time. You know, you're going to have some classic country coming from DJ Cool with John Denver. And then I'm going to bring you some Willie Jones, who is a black country artist who is a little newer on the scene, but doing some amazing stuff. He's got a song called Down by the Riverside. So I'm going to kick you off with that. And we'll be back after our two country music songs.
And let me just butt in real quick and say, for country skepticals, I am also a country skeptical, but I picked, I would say, the most loved country song. And then we got, like, actual new stuff that actually does hit. So please just stick around. Trust me, as another person who's kind of iffy on country. That's all.
All right, we'll be back with y'all.
Man, who is this? Paul A, you know who this man is? Chubby, you know, I don't know him. You're not from around here. But let me tell him what we do around here. Yes, sir. Down by the riverside, hanky panky, with them girls bad. Yes, ma'am, please and thank you. With them boys ride slow, cause them roads is dangerous. It's a real thin line between snakes and angels. Making me sweat, cognac on my breath, crawfish with the cornbread, yeah, this is real as it gets. Knick-knack, paddy-whack, give a dog a bone, my snitch, I'm Willie Jones, you already don't. You can find me out where the corn and the cotton grow, way down south, cracking bones, slamming dominoes. Welcome to the Ratchet Blast out of Cold Rodeo, boss hog, I'm a dog, I'm a Billy Goat. Tires, dirty south in the house, coming straight out the bayou. We got that catfish frying coming fresh off the bottom. I got a bad chick with the buckshot riding shotty. Met her down in Tulane, so you know she got good brain. That Superdome, I'm super gone. Lord knows I ain't no shame. You can find me out where the corn and the cotton grow. Way down south, cracking bones, slamming dominoes. Welcome to the Ratchet Blast. To the right, huh? Tip your drink to the sky. Now act the fool, gon' ride the bull, cause that's the way we ride. You can find me out where the corn and the cotton grow. Way down south, cracking bones, slamming dominoes. Welcome to the Ratchet Blast out of Cold Rodeo. Boss hog, I'm a dog, I'm a Billy Goat. Down by the riverside, by the riverside, down by the riverside, by the riverside.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home. Place I belong.
welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live at 90.7 FM WGXC. This is DJ Phoebs.
Whoa. Hi everybody. When I went to unmute myself, funny thing. I almost left the call. Glad thing I did.
I'm glad you did.
The buttons were right next to each other.
It's tough out here. Yeah. Technology, you know? Well, I enjoyed that round. See, I'm also a country skeptic, and I really enjoyed that round.
Yeah, it was a nice change up. I mean, we're going to have another drastic change in pace here, I think, with we have a few left, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we had two genres left, rock and rap, but we only had 10 minutes, so I think we might have to choose between the two, and I think maybe we go rock because we do play a lot of rap on our show usually. Maybe mix it up. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea.
All right. Plus, I really love the song you picked for that genre, so I'll give it a go. But until we get into that,
to be honest,
you know.
Funny thing, that's the song that me and David are going to perform.
Really? At the Tracks performance?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, for those who didn't catch it earlier, the clubhouses are part of the Tracks program, which is a really great initiative focused on recovery, addiction recovery, but, you know, looking at how music and dance and performance can be part of recovery culture, and it's great. So they bring in facilitators, and the youth are free to, like, really just create whatever music or dance kind of inspires them. It can be original stuff, it can be covers, and then they put on, like, a totally professional kind of produced show. It's always a super fun time. A lot of people turn out. It's pretty raucous. A lot of just, like, the vibe is always very positive, very encouraging. I know there's been people who've been like, I don't know if I'm in the mood to perform. And then they get there that night, and they're like, they get up there on stage, and it ends up being amazing. So, yeah, that's coming up on, what date do we have for that?
I believe the 19th.
I think it's the 18th, actually. Sunday, the 18th of December.
Oh, my God.
No, it's okay. Close enough. At 5 p.m., and that's actually going to be at our Hudson Clubhouse location. So, yeah, stay tuned for news about that. Maybe we'll do a special about Tracks on the 16th radio show so that you all can give a little bit of a teaser of what people can expect. But in the meantime, we're going to...
That being said, you should have heard the conversation. We just talked about performing today because, like, it's closer to a last-minute thing. He said, hey, you want to do a song? We actually picked pretty quick because I knew he liked rock. We go through a couple bands. We hit Red Hot Chili Peppers. We both have, like, a favorite song by them. And from there, it's magic.
Super cool.
That song is Under the Bridge.
Yeah,
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Let's go ahead and give it a play, yeah? We'll be back with you, and then we'll see what we got to wind down. Enjoy Under the Bridge, Red Hot Chili Peppers.